This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump's big budget bill in jeopardy. Billionaire and former Doge leader Elon Musk on X posting, quote, "We need a new bill that doesn't grow the deficit." House Speaker Mike Johnson.
"We worked on the bill for almost 14 months. You can't go back to the drawing board, and we shouldn't. We have a great product to deliver here."
The father suspected of killing his three school-aged daughters near a Washington State campground is on the run. The public has been warned that 32-year-old Travis Decker could be armed and has military training. A federal judge blocking the deportation of the Boulder, Colorado firebombing suspect's family this afternoon, scheduling a hearing for later this month to hear the case. They told investigators no one knew that Mohammed Suleiman was going to carry out that attack at a demonstration to free Israeli hostages in Gaza. On a phone call today, President Trump says Vladimir Putin told him he will, quote, "have to respond to Ukraine's major drone attack that damaged dozens of Russian military aircraft." This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Nearly two dozen theater hopefuls showed up to sing a song and read for the roles for the Community Players production of Little Shop of Horrors. Little Shop of Horrors is a horror comedy rock musical about a floor shop worker who raises a plant that eats human flesh and blood. The show was made into a 1986 movie that starred Rick Moranis and Steve Martin and was directed by Frank Oz. After 3 days of tryouts and another day of callbacks, director Cameron Cormacan made his choices. The cast will include Dave Van Halgren as Seymour, Faith Morga as Audrey, Glenn Dunn as Mr. Mushnick, Matt Rowe as Oren Scavillo, Maggie Keller as Ronette, Kate Stoda as Crystal, Cassidy Mansilla-Young as Chiffon, and Michael Ames as the voice of Plant Audrey 2. Additional roles will be filled by Chloe Hine, Ryan Whitman, Leo Murr, and Elise Staffslin. There are still plenty of opportunities backstage for anyone who would like to get involved. People who can do simple carpentry to help build the set, along with painters, prop makers, or stagehands are needed. Everyone is welcome and anyone can get involved. For questions or more information, email communityplayerssswi@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormacan, at 608-844-1245. Performances of The Little Shop of Horrors are scheduled for July 25th, 26th, 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets priced at $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children will be available at the door. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Milwaukee Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 9-1 today to take two of three games in the series. Jackson Churio had three hits, including a two-run home run to help spark the Brewers' offense. Three Brewers pitchers combined to allow just four hits and one run, with Quinn Priester getting the victory. It's the ninth win for the Brewers in their past 10 games. Milwaukee heads back home to play the San Diego Padres starting on Friday. With a 21-5 victory today over Messiah, UW-Whitewater clinched the Division III College Baseball Championship. It's the Warhawks' third title and first since 2014. Coach John Vodenlich said the Warhawks have had a potent offense all season.
"This is who they are. This is a good reflection of what they've done many times. Once again, not on this type of stage, but I've seen that happen a lot."
Whitewater allowed just 19 runs in five games of the College World Series, putting up 20 runs of their own in the clinching game. The Warhawks finished the season at 49-6, with all six losses coming against fellow WIAC teams. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the low 50s. A return to sunshine for tomorrow. Pleasant day, high in the low 80s. Couple of pop-up showers on Friday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 74 right now.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
President Trump is unhappy with the organization that helped him pick his Supreme Court justices. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. We'll lighten it up in hour number two with some weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Schwabba. We are kicking off Act 2 here of this evening's broadcast. Great to have you with me. Our question of the night is, what was your favorite hour-long drama before the age of streaming? What show did you watch? Conrad and I both changed our answers and said 24 after someone on the stream mentioned 24. I had totally forgotten about the show, but as far as network shows go, I loved that show. So we've heard some great ones. Please share yours and be part of the fun. We will read your text on the radio. We talked a lot with Brian Hicks, our guest in the first hour, who has agreed to stick around for a few more minutes. Brian is a stand-up comedian based in Chicago and also is the general manager of Zany's in Rosemont and downtown. Two great comedy rooms. Brian, have you worked Wisconsin much?
Yeah, I got about 1 minute and then I got to shoot out of here.
Oh,
but,
okay.
No, that's okay. You're fine. I got, in fact, Wisconsin, honestly, Michigan, Wisconsin, the whole Midwest, it's really my favorite area to work. It seems like the crowds are so friendly and they're really accommodating. I haven't done a ton of stuff elsewhere, but the people and audiences seem a little bit different. But the Midwest, Wisconsin especially, and Michigan, they're grateful. Like you know, yeah. You were talking about being grateful earlier. They're grateful that you're bringing comedy to where they're at, which is cool.
Absolutely. Well, before we let you go, and that's, I totally get it. Do you have a quick road story you can share, or should we save that to another time? If you got a comedy drama happening there at the club and need to go, we totally understand.
Well, I do remember one time I was doing the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio. It was Thursday through Sunday, and the whole time there was like, oh, this incredible, the worst storm we've ever seen is coming. It's going to be snowfall for days, and then it's going to drop to below 20 degrees. And I watched the news all weekend long as I was doing these shows, and I was supposed to do a show Sunday night, and I text the manager. I go, hey, man, I got to go. I go, something happened at home. I got to get out of here. And I wanted to get home before the storm hit. And I started to go, and I made it to Lafayette, Indiana, and everything was shut down. The interstate was shut down. Everything was shut down. And I got stuck there for 2 days in beautiful Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, that is so depressing.
You'd rather
be somewhere getting heckled than
absolutely
be in some hotel. Well, listen, dude, this is fun. Great catching up again. And go run your club and bring the funny to the people. And let's try to talk again at some point. Great having you
Thanks so much, Pete. I appreciate it. Thanks, Conrad.
You got it. All right. That's Brian Hicks. Check out Brian Hicks, funnybrianhicks.com, and you can check out Brian's dates if you're in the Chicago area, and he will keep you apprised on his website of where he will be performing. But a good dude and a great comic, so there you go. Conrad, so we have a text from last night. I don't like to miss texts. So we had Bud, and I think I brought them in here. I printed up the text because it's easier for me to keep track. This is Bud, our friend from Janesville, who texted us at 4:15 a.m., Bud is out delivering papers in the Madison area, and says, hey, Pete, it's nice to be approved. And see, here's the problem, Conrad. I don't remember when people send a text. It's hard to remember what we were talking about when they're commenting on it. Does that ring a bell for you?
Yeah, I've been trying to think about it. It doesn't ring a bell.
Bought a blue check mark on Twitter? Is that what he's going after there?
I don't know. It sounds like something you'd say, though.
He says, love it. My sense of humor. Love the show. Bud from Janesville. Bud, we love that you listen. Thank you for texting. Again, our question tonight is, what is your favorite hour-long drama? Like network drama, folks. Think before streaming was a thing. Because now there's so much. And this goes to show you, like, there are a ton of great TV shows on. There are episodics you can, multiple, many in some cases, on all the platforms that are really well done. And now think back to the 90s, or even the 80s, God forbid, there were three channels. And I hate to say this, but like, the shows that are on now, on the streaming platforms, are so much better. They take more chances, they're better written. They're edgier. They make those shows look so lame. And thank God we didn't know that at the time. Like even 24. Well done, a thriller for a network show. That would be 8 episodes. And it would be so tight. Because I will say, when I gave 24 a rewatch about 6 years ago, there was a lot of streaming available. It was hard to get through. Even though when I first watched it, I thought it was a great show. But it just goes on too long. Seasons should not be 24 episodes. Or even 22. I love the way the British shows do it. Annie from Watertown says Saint Elsewhere. How do you like that? I never watched that show.
I didn't even know that was a show.
It is. Another medical drama. Thank you, Annie. Tom from New Berlin says, Conrad, that's the joy of golf. You would have been just happy you struck the ball clean. So there you go. That's a text for Conrad. And then we read, Civic Media's own Luke Mathers. Love Luke. He says, ER. Yeah, ER. Honestly, ER is probably, if this were a contest, that would probably win if it came to like Emmy wins. Annie from Watertown says, after ice skating, we settled in and watched the first episode of NYPD Blue. The ending was, oh my. And she says, hooked. I got to be honest, Annie, I don't remember what that first episode was, but I remember there was some incredible TV and some incredible writing on that show. The scene where Jimmy Smits's character passes away and he's holding his wife's hand, who I think is Kim Delaney, and they lost a baby. And then they show him in the afterlife kind of holding his baby's hand. Oh my God, it was very powerful. In fact, I had the pleasure, this was fun. I wrote promos for Army Wives, a show Kim Delaney was on. And I brought that up to her. We just had a moment offset, and she said, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. That was like maybe one of my favorite network drama moments of all time. And it was a gig to her. Not that she didn't love it or throw herself into the role, but she had worked on so many shows, she barely remembered it. And it was a pivotal moment in my life. Anna from Madison says, my favorite pre-streaming drama was The Sopranos. See, I would put Sopranos in the streaming category, but I guess you're right, Anna. That was...
You know what I'd love to see, like, when Sopranos was streaming, is how it ended. I'd love to see that, how that actually happened on TV when it just went blank.
So you have seen it, though?
Yes. Yeah. I'm saying, but, like, instead of streaming
the first time,
watching it week to week, yeah, and then seeing it just blank out at the end and just nothing.
We should do a thing about that, because that was a pretty I don't know. I liked it.
The first episode of Family Guy this season, they remade it, and it's the funniest. It's
Sopranos? The parody?
They remade the ending with, I gotta share you the clip, and okay, you just watch it, because it's hilarious, yeah, but they do it with a animated kids character. It's hilarious.
Yeah, share it. Let's play it. If we maybe play it tomorrow night or something, but yeah, definitely share it with me. But that was controversial. I remember that. We'll have to have a talk about that some night. And then Tom from Monona, he's in the 608. He says, loved Freaks and Geeks. Another great show. I kind of forgot about.
Love that. I didn't watch it when it was, you know, when it was out, obviously. But I did watch it on Hulu, where it is now.
Is it on Hulu now?
And it's only one season, but I think it's hilarious. So
wait, was the whole show one season?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
They didn't make a second season. Well, I wish they would have, though.
Yeah, yeah. We have a call?
Yes, we do. Ollie from the North Woods.
Oh, Ollie, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. You guys are great tonight, and I love your comedian.
Brian.
It's nice to hear something that you can actually hear without having to cover your eyes.
Or in this case, your ears on radio.
Or ears. Perfect, yeah.
Well, it's our pleasure, Ollie. What's on your mind?
I have two favorites, but I'm not sure if either one of them are being streamed or not. One was JAG.
Oh, yeah.
And the other was Criminal Minds.
Okay, Ollie, Criminal Minds is still on. You have to stream it now. I don't think it's on network TV, but they're in like their 18th season.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't have TV. I haven't had TV for years, but I worked out and could watch TV with my clients. So.
Oh, nice. Well, do yourself a favor, Ollie, and get yourself a new TV because you need to watch color television.
Oh, that sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much, Ollie. Have a great night.
Okey-doke. Bye-bye.
That's a great one. Yeah, I kind of forgot about that one, too. Jim from Appleton says, Heroes. I don't know Heroes. I remember it, but I really don't. Was that the Hayden Panettiere show?
Oh, to go to the Google.
Go to the Google, yeah. Tom from New Berlin says, back in the day, Rockford Files, Perry Mason, and Magnum P.I. It's interesting. Tom, there is a Perry Mason on HBO, a remake of the, he's still a P.I. in season one, but it's great. It's much grittier, obviously, than the network television version, but check it out. I'd be curious to see if you like it. Paul from Spooner says, loved Twin Peaks. Another vote for Twin Peaks. Yeah, Twin Peaks was outstanding. Just a beautifully shot show. Todd Michaels, our pal who was on the show last night, says House. Yeah, forgot about House. Great show. Edgy for network TV.
I didn't know that show was what it was when I was younger. I thought it was actually about a house. I didn't know it was his last name.
That would be riveting television.
I didn't know it was young.
Two people admiring their dwelling. Annie from Watertown says, I was texting about shows. It was the first episode of Hill Street Blues. That was so, oh my gosh. Hill Street Blues, Saint Elsewhere, and NYPD Blue. I'm getting lost in all these shows that really got me watching. More television than a busy, socially active, long work hours, etc. 20-something. Oh my God, 30-something. That was big. Quite a plethora of shows that kept us watching week after week. Great text, Annie. And you're right. You kind of live for those shows. You know, you knew it was on Tuesday. You knew it was on Thursday or any weeknight. And then you'd always have that weeknight where there wasn't really a good show on. So you either slum it or find some other way to occupy your time. But great texts, everybody. We'll go to the stream here. Dave on the stream said MASH. That wasn't an hour long, but that was a good show, Dave. Thank you. And Dallas. Yeah, Dallas was a big one. And I said earlier, my wife loved Knott's Landing. I never got into those dramas that much. But I did watch Dallas. Dallas was pretty controversial. And I remember there was the whole Who Shot JR episode. PJ on the stream says, Knight Rider and the A-Team were my favorites. Remember those very well. I didn't really watch Knight Rider. I did watch A-Team when it first came on. You ever watch those, Con?
I've never watched. No, I.
Do yourself a favor. Check out Mr. T and the A-Team.
So, since we do our social media question on social media on Facebook, JB commented today.
This is funny. Yeah, read this. This is great.
He twisted it a little bit.
But wait, I'll set up the question and read JB's response. What is your favorite pre-streaming network drama? Here is JB, the guy behind the guy's response on social media.
You and Conrad having technical difficulties before you start the show?
Oh, man, those are fighting words, JB. You know what? You're not even the guy behind the guy behind the guy anymore. Now you're just the guy behind the guy. So you got to earn that back, pal. Thank you, JB, for the text. Mark from Prairie to Sac says, Chuck was great. Yeah, I remember Chuck. Nice. And Lori from Hayward says, hey, Pete just climbed into the Wayback Machine and was thinking about watching The Waltons and Little House on the Prairie. Now that's going back. And she put this crazy laughy emoji. So I don't know if she's joking or not, but I think a lot of listeners would agree with you, Lori. I don't think I could sit through one of those episodes now for sure. But a nice trip down memory lane. Thank you. Great text, everybody. Keep them coming. When we come back, our pal Todd Albaugh will be here. We're going to take a Wisconsin quiz. What better way to spend a Wednesday night? What else are you going to be doing, folks? Face down in a bar doing shots? No. Keep it here at Nightlight. We're coming right back.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Schwabba, so great to have you here on a Wednesday. This week is all of a sudden, remember last night I said it felt like it was going very slow.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it feels like it's flying by. I don't know what's going on. I got some kind of weird sci-fi thing happening here. Tammy from Eau Claire, she's in the 715, says, if it hasn't been said, MASH was before its time and in writing a classic for sure. No, I was going for 1 hour dramas, but MASH is good. And the writing was great. You're right, Tammy. Thank you for the text. I'm not going to split hairs, Conrad, with the listeners.
Yeah.
It's just good to know people are listening. Otherwise, this is a pointless exercise. All right, folks, this is exciting. I'm very excited to welcome back to Nightlight. He's been on the show several times. You know him. You love him. You listen to his show here on Civic Media on the network from 2 to 4 every day. His name is Todd Albaugh, and he joins us now on the stream. Hey, buddy.
There you go. Sorry. Hey. The mic was muted yet. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Look at you, man.
I'm my own engineer, guys, and we're coming to you live on location.
Where are you?
Can we hear you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Todd. Can you?
All right, now I can hear you. All right.
Boy, there's a whole lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
How's it going?
It's great. It's great. Well, I heard you guys start the show. That it was going to be where's Waldo or where in the world is Wisconsin or something like that. So I thought, well, I really need to do something to play up on this theme of this quiz we're taking tonight. So we fired up the Civic Media satellite. This is costing the company $75 a minute.
Oh, dear.
To bring you
we
this.
We better talk fast.
on the satellite, but it's fine. And we're here. If those watching on the stream, on the stream here, the video stream, right down here, I'm pointing.
Yeah.
There is a monument right there.
Oh, yeah.
Where something famous happened on this street corner in 1977.
77.
Do we tell you now or should we wait?
Let's wait, because can you give us a hint? Like, where are you, Todd? Would that be giving it away?
No, I don't think so. I'm at the intersection of East Washington Avenue and U.S. Highway 51.
Okay.
So I'm on the east side of Madison, not too far. I can kind of see the lights of East Town Mall.
Yeah.
And Highway 51 will take you down to Stoughton or north to DeForest.
I love that area of Madison. You better just tell us. I don't think it would be bad radio. You're the radio expert and the elder statesman here. That would be bad radio, right? If I just took three minutes to guess and ponder.
Well, that's fine. Or we could do whatever. No, I'll tell you. I did not plan this. It just happened. You might have seen when we first came on the air. There are a couple of guys behind me.
Yeah.
That was Wisconsin Historical Society historian Dean Robbins, who's been interviewed by our very own Terry Barr for his new book called Wisconsin Idols. Because and our brand new wonderful news director, Shali Pittman, sent me a story from WORT, the community station here in Madison. They did a story on this site where I'm at right now in 1977, Conrad. A large Elvis Presley had flown into the Dane County Regional Airport, not too far from where I'm at right now, on his way to the Sheraton because he was going to play a show here in Madison. And he came upon these two young yahoos beating the crap out of a smaller kid at this street corner. And he got out of his limo. He had the driver stop. And rumor has it he was wearing a blue kimono. And he got out and he gave some of the classic Elvis karate chop poses. And he started kicking these kids, saying, lay off the little kid. And they recognized him and got up and shook his hand and apologized. And Elvis allegedly said, are we good here? And the kids said, yeah, and he went on his way to the Sheraton, performed here in Madison the next night, and he died less than 2 months later.
Wow. So that
and
was...
There's right here, and there's a monument in front of beautiful Shep Motors here, by the way. And, there's a monument in honor of this act of kindness and generosity just a couple of months before Elvis passed.
Post-Black Belt Elvis coming to the rescue... That's really exciting. That should be taught in schools to school children, I think, in Wisconsin. What is
going on? That should be part of Wisconsin history, for goodness sake.
We've got the Sputnik thing in Manitowoc. We got to have an Elvis thing in Madison.
Yeah,
so exactly. How did you happen to pick? You outdo yourself every time you're here, Todd, and I feel like a schlub because I just walk into your studio when I'm on your show and sit my fat butt down in your chair.
But you're enough. Pete Schwabba is enough. I have to find reasons to do something.
Look, whatever you're doing, it's amazing. So who are those guys? Are you there? Like, did you guys all just happen to be there? You didn't get in your car and drive out to that
crazy.
Site just for this.
So I was trying to, when I heard Conrad, you guys talking at the beginning of the show, I'm like, I got to find someplace cool. And yeah. And I just did a search of historical sites in Madison. I had no idea this existed until an hour and a half ago. And I'm like, all right, I'm packing up the gear, heading down there. I get here, and this guy, Dean Robbins, and his assistant or whoever it is, they happen to come here just out of chance at the same time because they're shooting something for the Wisconsin State Historical Society.
I love that. That is why you are the brilliant radio personality you are. That is so fun. Todd,
yeah,
we did
sure,
get...
But thank you to Shali Pittman as well.
Thank you to Shali. I just met Shali in Madison on Monday. She's wonderful.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did get a text from the 608. It says Elvis broke up a fight. So somebody, while you were explaining that, chimed in. They knew the answer. That's impressive.
See?
Yeah, I think that's
very
really
impressive.
Cool.
Somebody who knew more about Wisconsin history than me, and that does not bode well for the quiz I'm about to go up against you on, Pete.
I'm a little nervous, to be honest, Todd. PJ on the stream also says I used to live in that area where Todd is. That's kind of cool. We are going to take a Wisconsin quiz. I think this will be really fun, Todd. As you know, we're going to do the news at the bottom of the hour first, but we do 9 Wisconsin cities were voted in the top 250 at the end of last week. You may have already addressed this on your show, but we had fun with it last night. And we thought this would be a fun quiz to do. So Todd and I, after the news, are going to take a quiz. Conrad's going to read the question, and we'll both chime in, and we'll see how we... I don't like my chances against Mr. Alba, but we'll have fun with it either way.
But you work for Wisconsin Public Television, where they're really smart.
Okay, we'll go with that. Todd is out in nature right now, folks. It's going to be awesome. Do not change that dial. We are coming right back and keep a track of those mosquitoes. Todd Alba's here. What could be better? It's Wednesday night on Nightlight with Peach Wobble. We are coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump's big budget bill in jeopardy. Billionaire and former Doge leader Elon Musk on X posting, quote, "We need a new bill that doesn't grow the deficit." House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We worked on the bill for almost 14 months. You can't go back to the drawing board, and we shouldn't. We have a great product to deliver here.
The father suspected of killing his three school-aged daughters near a Washington State campground is on the run. The public has been warned that 32-year-old Travis Decker could be armed and has military training. A federal judge blocking the deportation of the Boulder, Colorado firebombing suspect's family this afternoon, scheduling a hearing for later this month to hear the case. They told investigators no one knew that Mohammed Suleiman was going to carry out that attack at a demonstration to free Israeli hostages in Gaza. On a phone call today, President Trump says Vladimir Putin told him he will, quote, have to respond to Ukraine's major drone attack that damaged dozens of Russian military aircraft. This is ABC News.
The Milwaukee Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee defeated Cincinnati 9-1 today to take two of three games of the series. Jackson Churio had three hits, including a two-run home run to help spark the Brewers' offense. Three Brewers pitchers combined to allow just four hits and one run, with Quinn Priester getting the victory. It's the ninth win for the Brewers in their past 10 games. Milwaukee heads back home to play the San Diego Padres starting on Friday. With a 21-5 victory today over Messiah, UW-Whitewater clinched the Division III College Baseball Championship. It's the Warhawks' third title and first since 2014. Coach John Vodenlich said the Warhawks have had a potent offense all season.
This is who they are. This is a good reflection of what they've done many times. Once again, not on this type of stage, but I've seen that happen a lot.
Whitewater allowed just 19 runs in five games of the College World Series, putting up 20 runs of their own in the clinching game. The Warhawks finished the season at 49-6, with all six losses coming against fellow WIAC teams. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As usual, director Christopher Nolan's new project is ambitious, to say the least. The Inception director is currently shooting his latest project, Odyssey, in Morocco, Greece, and Scotland, just to name a few locations. Nolan loves to take cinematic chances as well, as evidenced by his breakthrough film, Memento. In keeping with the tradition, he is the first to shoot a movie entirely using IMAX cameras. Nolan used the cameras during parts of his film, The Dark Knight, and used IMAX black and white 65mm film during parts of Oppenheimer. Shooting an entire film on 65mm IMAX will be groundbreaking. Recently at Comic-Con, Universal Studios distribution chief made a prediction that The Odyssey will be a, quote, a visionary, once-in-a-generation cinematic masterpiece that Homer himself would likely be proud of, end quote. Cannot wait to see how this turns out. The Odyssey is expected to hit theaters July 27th, 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the low 50s. A return to sunshine for tomorrow. Pleasant day, high in the low 80s. Couple of pop-up showers on Friday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Right now it's 73.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as Emily Mills will join us from the Recombobulation area on an intriguing story about AI and its effect on the environment, as well as what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Gentlemen, great to have you here on this Wednesday night. This is Howie Wednesday here at Nightlight. We have a great question, and we engage listeners like all of you who have texted in such great responses to our question. And fun guest too. Todd Albaugh is here. We will. Todd and I are about to take a quiz, and it's going to be very exciting. And then we're going to read some texts. I will. You know, I probably should read these texts before we take the quiz because I might be demoralized. But I feel good. Todd, is there a city in Wisconsin you haven't lived in that you'd like to?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
A city that I have not lived in that I'd like to. It seems like, you know, Milwaukee, I've never lived there, but I think it's a cool vibe. I've never lived in that big of a city before. That'd be kind of cool. Also, on the complete, literally and figuratively opposite end of the spectrum, I've been to Bayfield, way up north.
Wow.
It's a beautiful little community.
We got so many texts last night, Todd, that people said Bayfield. It was like Door County in Bayfield. And I've never been there, but I have to put it on my list. Okay, so here's the other thing before we start. Madison was not even on the list. First of all, Madison was like the number one place to live in the world for like 10 years running, 7 out of 10 years, whatever it is. Green Bay was the number one place to live, under 250,000 or something 2 years ago. Green Bay's like 180th on this one. Madison's not even on the list. So what do you make of that? Are these publications like on the take?
I once worked with a guy named Joe Hassler from Reedsburg, Wisconsin, a graduate of UW-Madison's J School, who lived in New York for a while, wrote for Popular Mechanic and other national publications. And we had a discussion about this one time. And he said, you know, all we do is we just steal each other's lists and we change a couple, and that's all we do. And so everything just kind of gets – I don't think any of these reporters actually visit these cities. It's like, all right, my editor wants me to do another one of these. Take this one, this one out, find two more, boom.
That's hilarious. We did get a text from Anna in Madison in the 608. She says, this is where Todd is, and she sent us a picture of the plaque. You're right, Todd. It says, Elvis Presley fight scene. He's like doing a pose. It's great.
I am live here on the Elvis Presley fight scene at the intersection of East Washington and Wisconsin Highway 51.
So. I love that you are there. All right. Todd Albaugh is here. Check out his show every day here on the network from 2 to 4 p.m. He does a great job. And he has a Conrad, too, by the name of Aaron Zommers, who is fantastic. You guys have a great show and a great time.
You're too kind. Thank you very much.
Very welcome. All right, so let's get to this quiz, Conrad.
All right.
I am jazzed.
Here we go.
Yes.
Conrad, I asked him to do this, Todd. I don't know the answers. He's going to surprise us. How should we do this? Should we just shout out the answer as soon as one of us knows it, Con?
Yeah, shout out the city that you're in.
The city, okay.
Yep. And
wow.
So it's where are you?
I feel like at a disadvantage because I got the satellite. I got the Starlink. I'm probably delayed. All right.
Todd's already making excuses. Okay. So what is the quiz called, Conrad?
It's where are you in Wisconsin?
So that's what we're going to answer, the city where we are when Conrad reads the clues. Here we go. Nightlight quiz. Wisconsin City Quiz, Todd Albaugh v. Pete Schwabba.
So this city has a nickname of the City of Bridges.
Yeesh. Milwaukee.
No.
Green Bay.
It is not.
Okay.
I can go to the next clue.
Yeah, absolutely go to the next clue.
It is home to the Wisconsin Logging Museum, home of the Paul Bunyan Logging Camp.
Marinette?
It is not.
I almost guessed Marinette, too, but the Bunyan thing I know is not there. La Crosse.
I can go to the last clue that I think will give it away. The first Quick Trip store opened in this town in 1965.
La Crosse.
And that is the second store, the franchise after that.
La Crosse, that's Minnesota. La Crosse and Arcadia.
Quick Trip has been around since 1965?
The first official store opened in this.
Good Lord.
Arcadia on Alaska. Tremplo, it's somewhere around there.
All right, give us the answer. We don't know.
It was ranked 49th on the best places to live, and it is Eau Claire.
Oh,
Eau
man.
Claire?
Eau Claire.
Yeah,
Eau Claire. Really? Oh, my sister will kill me. She lives there.
Oh, man,
I don't know. There's not that many bridges in Eau Claire, but okay.
I never heard that, and I didn't know Quick Trip had been serving deliciousness for that long. Okay.
I didn't know that was Quick Trip started there. I swore it was La Crosse. That was good. Yes. Tom, well done.
See, I thought that too. So I went to their website and it says officially on the Quick Trip website, they started in Eau Claire.
I'm not doubting your journalistic integrity. I'm just saying.
If you want to see a cool story, go to their website.
All right. Question number two. Here we go.
All right. It is home to the first hydroelectric plant in the world.
Sheboygan.
No.
La Crosse.
It is not.
Kenosha.
No. I'll give you one more guess before I give the next hint.
All right.
Oshkosh? It's got to be by water, right?
All right. So
Manitowoc.
The city sits on the Fox River and is nicknamed the Fox Valley.
Appleton.
Yes, that is correct.
Do we get a... Todd Alba is winning 1-0.
I lived in Appleton for a summer while my parents were getting divorced. Great memories. This is a true story. Do you know that Harry Houdini is from Appleton, Wisconsin?
Yes.
And he once was quoted as saying, "My greatest escape was from Appleton, Wisconsin." Not great for the hometown there. It's a lovely community.
They're not putting that on a plaque, but I mean, All right, Con. Number three. Here we go.
I'm
feeling good.
It is home to the spirit of aviation.
Oshkosh?
Correct.
How did I not get that? God bless it.
And it was ranked 114th on the list.
114th, right.
Yes. 114, all right.
Sarah Jean says this trivia is great. 3 laughy face emojis. Love it.
Ooh.
And PJ says, I think that Quick Trip has a restaurant. Oh, wow.
I believe so. I think our buddy, Wonderfully Wisconsin,
did
a video on that. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, here we go. Question number 4. Todd is up. Do zip.
All right. This city is home to the great Les Paul who invented the solid body.
Waukesha.
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
Nice. Whoa.
What do you think of that?
Whoa. He's coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know how I knew that. I think we had a guest on recently. Okay. Todd.
Say the whole thing again. I didn't hear it.
Oh, go ahead, Con.
So it is home to the great Les Pauls who invented the solid body electric guitar.
Oh, Les Paul. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay. Go ahead.
I think Don Brown told me that. All right.
And then also the other clue I had was originally known as the Spring City for its fresh spring waters, thought to have healing properties.
Oh, wow. Okay. The kid does his homework, Todd.
Yeah.
You got to say that. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Todd's up 2-1.
The next city.
Did he just get that one?
No, you did.
You did.
Oh, did I?
You know, I'll make it 3-0 if you want.
All right, it's 2-1. No, I thought I answered the question like 3 minutes ago. We're still getting trivia on the...
I like that hint, sorry. All right, so the next city had a nickname of its original name was the Jinxing Capital of the World.
Jinxing Capital.
Jinxing Capital. Oh, ginseng. I thought
yes.
Like a jinx.
Oh,
like
ginseng. Yeah, I thought that's
ginseng.
You owe me a Coke cap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Janesville?
Boy.
Nope.
Give us another clue.
Was originally known as Big Bull Falls.
Oh,
Wausau.
Correct.
Nice, Todd. Wow.
Only because WXCO, Bull Falls Radio.
Yes. Correct.
Civic Media.
Very nicely done. Todd is up 3-1. In our Nightlight Wisconsin City Quiz, Todd Alba is my guest here. He is the host of the Todd Alba Show. I don't know how you got that gig, Todd, but you must have beat out some serious competition.
There was nothing else going on. And they said we need to fill a couple of hours.
You didn't get the host of the Maggie Dawn Show gig, but you got the one I think fits you much better. So.
All right. She looks better in a skirt, but it's a close contest.
Well, we've seen you in a tutu, my friend, last time you were here.
Exactly,
so don't
exactly
sell yourself
point.
Short.
Yeah.
All right.
I apologize. We have one motorcycle. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, dude, downtown Green Bay is the motorcycle capital of the world. It's like this, I don't know what they're compensating for, but it's a very loud noise.
Right? Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Very strange. All right.
It's
question.
A little goofy crotch rock. Anyway, yeah.
All right, Con. Bring it. Feeling good.
The original name derived from French is the Bay of Stinkers.
Green Bay.
Correct.
Oh, he just did
Whoa,
Green Bay
really?
Dirty.
Really?
It did smell wow. bad, yeah. It was because of the green algae that we had.
They pushed everything to Kaukauna. Now it smells lovely here. So sorry, Kristen Lyerly.
Exactly. What are they called? The ghosts, right?
The right.
Ghosts?
The yeah. red ghosts? Yeah, the gray ghosts, something like that.
The white ghosts, maybe. I don't know.
Todd is up 3-2. All right, Conrad. Nice quiz, buddy. Here we go.
So, all right, the next one. It is nicknamed the Malibu of the Midwest.
Door County. Sturgeon Bay.
Nope.
I hate when they do that. The Malibu,
the Malibu of the Midwest.
Sheboygan?
Because
it's right on the lake.
Yep.
No.
It's also because of the surfer culture that they have there.
They do have a surfer culture there, right?
What was that? What was that? Speaking of, here I'm on the right show for this question. The John Candy was starred in it. He was from Sheboygan or whatever that was.
The Kenosha
what
Kicker.
What was that?
Oh.
Yeah.
The Home Alone?
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Uncle Buck?
All right, we're tied, by the way, Todd. 3-3.
Wow.
This is good.
All right. This is to tie it up. And then I'll have to make another one for a tiebreaker.
All right.
Okay.
But all right. Known for its numerous parks and green spaces, earning the nickname of Wisconsin Park Place.
Wow.
La Crosse.
No.
Kenosha?
Nope.
Janesville.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Nice pull. How'd you know that, Todd? That's awesome.
The only reason it popped into my head is because the now late great Democratic State Senator Tim Cullen is from there, and also former House Speaker Republican Paul Ryan is from there, and they worked together to do a big revitalization for their parks along the river, Rock River, and everything. It was a big, big deal.
Todd's political background coming to the rescue on that question.
Tim Cullen from heaven giving me the win. God bless you, Tim.
Oh, man, that's great. Is that the quiz? Did we finish
yep.
it? Oh,
yep.
Wow. 4-3. I did better than I thought I would, but Todd
pretty
helped
darn
me out.
Close.
That's fantastic. Sarah Jean says it was Home Alone. So she's convinced it was Home
it?
Alone.
All right.
He was in the Kenosha Kickers.
Yeah.
And then PJ says Todd has to strike an Elvis pose if he passes the quiz. Oh, that's fortuitous.
What's the one with the cape? Was it like that or something? I don't know.
It was like a karate thing, I thought.
I don't know.
That's great stuff. And then we'll read.
By the way, can I answer the 1 hour draw? I heard this earlier, and before you even finished the question, I said Dallas. Hands down, not even close.
Nice. Okay. That's fantastic. I got into that for a while, but I didn't stick. Yeah, you know, I probably watched like the first 2 or 3 years.
I stuck it through the bad. Even the dream year. Remember that one? There's an entire season where Patrick Duffy, who played Bobby, was written. He couldn't have a contract agreement or whatever. They wrote him off. They killed him. And the way that they brought him back was, hey, viewers, all that time you spent watching every Friday night at 8 o'clock, it was all a dream.
That's like a middle finger to the whole
right.
audience.
Right.
Ronnie from Horican says, I think it was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, the movie where John Candy is from Sheboygan.
Oh,
I don't know about
right.
that, but I appreciate
well, the late, great John Candy as well. I mean, you can't do better than him. He's fantastic.
Of course not. All right. And then,
well, I mean, Pete Schwab is pretty fantastic as well. And by the way, I heard now when I say your name, I have to make my mouth moist. So I have my water here. So it's Pete
Schwab. That's it. We're coming right back with Todd Albaugh, Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Albaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees, I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back. You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba for a few more minutes here, and it's been great having you join us here tonight. As always, tomorrow night on the show, Wayne York, actor Wayne York, will make the popcorn pick of the week, and then Bob Dennis rolls into the studio. We're going to talk about connections presidents have had with mafia members, so that'll be fun. Bob's a mafia expert, and Steady Eddie weighs in on the text line on the 608. He says, Pete, my favorite one-hour TV drama was NYPD Blues. Plural. Eddie goes, plural. He says, good writing, interesting characters played by good actors, filmed in a creative way. My favorite character was Detective Andy Sipowicz, played by Dennis Franz. He was a lifelong New Yorker and a hard-boiled cop with a Chicago accent. Duh, Bears. How did that happen? I don't know, Steady Eddie. We got to get to the bottom of that. That's great. Tom from New Berlin, he's in the 414. He says, this is awesome in response to our quiz, which Todd Albaugh, my guest, host of the Todd Albaugh Show that you can hear every day here from 2 to 4 on Civic Media. He was victorious. It was barely, close, though. Yeah.
By the skin of my teeth.
You pulled it out.
Yeah, look at this off Twitter, if I could say this quick.
Yeah.
We got tweeted at, Pete. by one of your fans, our fan, Dave Harrison, tweeted. Oh, there we go.
He's on his way to Green Bay.
Yeah, exactly. We're at the old intersection of U.S. Highway 51 in East Washington here in Madison, the home or the site where Elvis Presley fought off a couple of bullies. That's real, actually. But here, Dave Harrison says, always seemed like folklore what just happened here at the site. Or local legend, but I actually met the son of one of the two guys who were fighting on the street corner at Todd Allball, at Pete Schwabba, a couple of years ago by chance in a bar. Wish I had written down his name. How about that?
That is spectacular. Wow.
So thanks, Dave, for listening, and thanks for giving us that nugget of confirmation.
Do you, Todd, I absolutely love, like, where you're standing. To me, it's like, I'll take that over an autograph any day. To stand where that actually happened, or where, like, in the case of Sputnik, that landed in Manitowoc. Mm-hmm. And I did this when I toured, I think I've told the story in the show before, I was touring Benjamin Harrison's house in Indianapolis when I was there doing stand-up. My wife and I were going through, and I was fascinated that this guy took up this space. And I was such a nerd. I was going through the house going, this is the bed he slept in. Oh, my God. And this is the desk Abraham Lincoln gave it to him. And by the end of the tour, I said something like, this is where he stood when he made that speech. And this kid who's like 18 giving the tour goes, it's just Benjamin Harrison, man. but that stuff like fascinates me. And where you're standing, Elvis not only stood there, he broke up a fight.
Yeah, two months before he died.
That's incredible. I love that you did this. Thank you so much again, Todd,
thank
as
you.
Always.
It's always a lot of fun hanging out with you guys. You have a great show, and it's always a great way to wind down my day because the news of the day just stresses me out.
Yeah,
and
I can imagine.
Listening to you guys, it always makes me feel better, and you have great guests tonight with the exception of me, but otherwise you have fantastic guests on this show.
No, listen, somehow you outdid yourself. You know, last time you had the cigar and the cowboy hat, and you made the pick, and you made an obscure pick with an Andy Garcia movie. Yeah. And I don't know how you did this, but you found this corner in Madison, and it's fantastic.
You guys inspire me, and it's just fun. So it's part of the love of radio and broadcasting, right? We get to do things that other people don't and travel around. So that's what I love.
I will take that. Fantastic, buddy. Thank you so much. And let's do it again. You're the best.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
All right. That's Todd Allball. Probably getting eaten alive by mosquitoes out there in Madison on the corner where Elvis fought. I love, you know, what's weird, Conrad? Like there are probably 1,000 places like that in Wisconsin and you just don't know about them. Like not that the state should spend $1 million a year promoting the corner Elvis got into a fight on, but like, I think it was Otis Redding died in a plane crash in Lake Monona. And he was stuck to his seat, I think seatbelted in, and they had to retrieve his body. It took 2 days, but like all these weird celebrity or, you know, sports figures, all these crazy little factoids from around the state. It would be cool if we had like a site where we could compile that, you know?
This is where Pete Schwabba was on the radio.
This is where Pete Schwabba, he came in one day after Jim Schmidt sat here. And then Kristen Lierley. Listen, a lot of butts have been in this seat just today alone.
So
let's break out the Febreze before we get out of here. Bridget, where's Bridget's text? I want to read Bridget's text. From the 818, Bridget says, FBI and Law and Order and Law and Order SVU. She says, love Olivia Benson. You know what, Bridget? I totally agree with you. I love that character. But I think I stopped loving her, at least from a TV watching experience about 10 years ago. She's kind of like, they have her written now as like a superhero. And people in real life that do what she does are superheroes. But something about it on TV is just less interesting than it was. Or maybe they've done all the storylines they can. But it is a great show. So thank you for the text. And I don't disagree. And going to the dream, PJ says, in the movie Home Alone, John Candy played Gus Polinski, the polka king of the Midwest, who was the leader of the Kenosha Kickers, a polka band. Yeah, that's what I was saying, PJ. But Todd thought there was a Sheboygan connection. And did one of the texters say Uncle Buck?
I said Uncle Buck.
Okay.
I don't think it was that, though.
Did you text that in from the other side of the glass? Okay.
Well, I said it. Maybe it made its way to a text form.
Yeah, that's I don't know. We'll have to do a Google on that overnight. Maybe an overnight Google. PJ also says Madison was a great place to live, but it got too expensive. Madison is crazy expensive. But you know what? You want to live somewhere cool, you pay. You know, good schools, culture, all fun stuff, good sporting events to go to, concerts. It's
Elvis.
Cost money. Elvis getting in fist fights.
You know.
Defeating bullies with his cape. All right, folks, we're doing this all, believe it or not, we're going to sign off in just a few seconds here, but we're coming back tomorrow. So I hope you'll join us because it's going to be another fun show. We're doing the popcorn pick of the week. Then we got Bar Band Friday night on Friday. All kinds of fun stuff still to come this week on Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your text. Thank you to Todd Alba and thank you to Brian Hicks on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has just issued a national security proclamation that restricts the ability of foreign nationals from certain countries from entering the U.S. The order applies to 12 countries, including Afghanistan, Haiti, Iran, and Somalia. People from seven countries will have a partial restriction. The president cited national security concerns. The Kill the Bill campaign, orchestrated on social media by Elon Musk, targets President Trump's signature One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Musk says it'll increase the country's deficit, but
some Republicans suggest Musk may be motivated by his own self-interest. Sources telling us he's frustrated the bill cuts the electric vehicle tax credit, which benefits Tesla owners. They say he's also annoyed Trump struck deals with rival AI companies and that Trump withdrew his choice for NASA administrator.
ABC's Mary Bruce. At New York's JFK Airport, the FBI arresting a man they say is linked to the car bombing that destroyed a Palm Springs fertility clinic. This is ABC News.